This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. officials say Russia's lethal shelling in the western part of Ukraine, close to the border with Poland, is something they had anticipated. Russia's attack on a military base near the Polish border killed 35 people and wounded 134 others, according to Ukrainian officials. More on the U.S. reaction from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman.
U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, appearing Sunday on CNN's State of the Union program, said American intelligence and national security officials were not surprised by the Russian attack near Lviv, where NATO has previously trained with Ukrainian troops.
What it shows is that Vladimir Putin is frustrated by the fact that his forces are not making the kind of progress that he thought that they would make against major cities, including Kyiv.
Sullivan, also appearing on CBS's Face the Nation program, said if Russia fires upon or even takes a shot at NATO territory, the military alliance will respond to that. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken condemned that attack on Sunday in a tweet, calling for the brutality, in his words, to stop as war inches closer to NATO's doorstep. He said, quote, "We condemn the Russian Federation's missile attack on the International Center for Peacekeeping and Security in Yavoriv, close to Ukraine's border with Poland." U.S. intelligence assessments say cities in western Ukraine, including Lviv, should not be considered safe ground. NGO workers in Lviv have been advised to leave. You can follow all the Ukraine stories we're carrying at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Iran's ballistic missile strike on the northern city of Erbil, which caused no casualties but damaged some residential structures, has been criticized by leaders from across Iraq's political spectrum. Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps claimed credit for the late-night strike. In a statement, the IRGC said it fired 12 ballistic missiles against what it alleged was an Israeli, quote, strategic center of conspiracy in Erbil. The influential cleric Muqtada al-Sadr issued a statement calling on the government to submit a protest note to the United Nations and the Iranian ambassador and to ask for guarantees that such an attack would not be repeated in the future. The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad condemned the missile attack, calling it a criminal act for which Iran must be held accountable. And Iraq's outgoing Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi called the attack an act of terror. Former U.S. President Barack Obama said Sunday he has tested positive for the coronavirus, though he's feeling relatively healthy. Former First Lady Michelle Obama is testing negative. The former president encouraged Americans to get vaccinated against the coronavirus despite the declining infection rate in the United States. There were roughly 35,000 infections on average over the past week. That's down sharply from mid-January when that average was closer to 800,000. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says 75% of U.S. adults are fully vaccinated. Just under 48% of the fully vaccinated have received a booster shot. The CDC relaxed its guidelines for indoor masking in late February. American actor William Hurt, known for films such as The Big Chill and A History of Violence, has died at age 71, according to his son. Multiple outlets cited Hurt's son, Will, who said in a statement, "It is with great sadness that the Hurt family mourns the passing of William Hurt." The actor had been diagnosed with terminal prostate cancer in May 2018, but his son's statement did not specify whether the disease contributed to his death. A recent spill of crude oil in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Peru has had a devastating effect on more than 2,500 small-scale fishermen. January through March is usually a period of intense activity for the fishermen, but after the January 15th spill of nearly 12,000 barrels of oil in front of the Repsol refinery, they're finding fewer and fewer fish on their hooks and in their nets. Peru has characterized the spill as its worst ecological disaster. A UN report estimates about 2,100 tons of crude oil spilled. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.